欢迎大家。
Welcome everybody.
今天那么大雪，你们还来，我们真是衷心的感谢你们。
With so much snow, you still come. We thank you very much.
也看见神的恩典，感谢神。
And we thank God for His grace.
今天呢，我们会大概有一个多小时的时间。
Today we will have about a little more than an hour's meeting.
我们先开始是唱诗歌。
We will begin with singing some songs.
然后呢，我们有讲道的时间。
And then we will have sermon time.
所以呢，盼望大家呢，就把你的手机关掉。
Please turn off your cell phone.
不用骚扰你。
So that there will be no interruption.
现在我们就开始我们今天的聚会。
So we begin our meeting today.
首先我们先低头祷告。
Let's first start with a prayer.
全能的神。
Almighty God.
创造宇宙万物的主。
You are the creator of heaven and earth.
独一的救主耶稣基督。
And you are the only true God and Savior and the Lord.
我们到你面前，我们感谢你。
We come before you with thankfulness.
今天你召聚我们在一起。
Today you gather us here.
我们愿意能够认识你更多。
We want to know you more.
今天求你打开我们的心。
We pray that you open our heart.
使我们能够听到你的话。
So that we can understand your word.
无论是信主的，还没信主的。
Whether we are believer or we those who have not believe you,
求你都向我们说话。
We pray that you speak to each one of us,
叫我们能够知道认识真理。
So that we will know the truth,
and 我们也能够接受你做我们的救主。
And we will also receive you as our savior.
今天早晨求你与我们同在。
We pray that you will be with us this morning.
管理一切的时间。
You will be in control of our time.
我们这样的祷告祈求。
We pray this,
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好。今天呢，我们先唱三首的诗歌哈。第一首呢。
We will sing three songs.
第一首是快乐是我主。
Happiness is the Lord.
Yeah, 今天是2009年第一个星期六。
This is the first Saturday of 2009.
应该是很快乐的是吧？我们的心应该很快乐。
We should be joyful.
所以呢，我们今天呢，先唱一个快乐的歌。
So let's begin with a joyful song.
让大家知道什么是真正的快乐。
So that we know what is the true happiness.
先我们想请诗琴弹一次，然后我们会唱的大声一点哈，唱。
We ask our pianist to play this once for us.
Happiness 那个字呢，我们要唱重一点哈，然后呢，我们就可以把这个快乐唱出来。现在看得好一点哈，好，我们 happiness 这个字呢唱重一点， 然后我们先唱的快乐一点，我们会唱的先唱一次，然后呢我们再接着再唱一次哈，一二三。
Happiness is to know the Savior, living our life within His favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is a new creation, Jesus and me in close relation, having a part in His salvation. Happiness is the Lord. Little joy is mine, no end in Jesus' heart. I found the secret, it's Jesus in my heart. Happiness is to be forgiven, living a life that works the living, taking a trip that leads to heaven. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is the Lord.
很好，但是我们还可以再开心一点。
You sing very good, but we can be happier.
So, 我们再唱带心一点，然后呢可以快一点点，然后呢我们这个 happiness 再唱重一点，好不好？
So let's sing again a little faster.
Yeah.
And a little more happier.
Okay. Okay. So let's start. 1, 2, 3.
Happiness is to know the Savior, living our life within His favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is a new creation, Jesus and me in close relation, having a part in His salvation. Happiness is the I can see that you are very happy.
So, 为什么我们会这样开心呢？
Why are we so happy?
因为呢，认识耶稣呢，是真正的快乐。
Because knowing Jesus gives you true happiness.
而且呢，我们可以生活在他美好的旨意中。
And then we can live in His will.
还有，我们的行为可以改变。
And He can change our way of living.
我们跟主呢有一个很密切的关系。
And we have a close relationship with the Lord.
我们在他的救恩里面有份。
And we have a part in His salvation.
还有他能够帮助我们经过所有的困难。
And He can help us through all the difficulties.
帮助我们能够有心里面的平安喜乐。
And help us to have peace and joy in our heart.
还有一个我们能够经历他赦免的恩典。
And we can experience His forgiveness.
还有就是可以走在这条属天的路上面。
And we can walk in the road to heaven.
最重要的就是耶稣基督是快乐的源头。
And more importantly, Jesus is the origin of happiness.
So, 所以呢，认识耶稣是一件很快乐的事情。
So knowing Jesus is a happy thing.
So 现在我们再唱一次，好不好？唱的真的很快乐哈！唱的把我们心里面的快乐都唱出来哈
！And sing out.
Okay.
With happiness.
一二三。
Happiness is to know the Savior, living a life within His favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is a
我们真正的快乐有一个秘密，就是认识耶稣基督。
The secret of our joy and happiness is to know Jesus Christ.
好，现在我们唱第二首诗歌。
And we will sing the next hymn.
缓踏磐石。
The solid rock.
好，请诗琴跟我们弹一次。
Again, we ask the pianist to play this once for us.
So, 我们来唱一次哈，其实这个是两节的，我们一起唱完两节哈，会唱的我们带心一点。
There will be two stanzas, and those who know the song, please sing a little louder.
Okay, 一二三。
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus blood and righteousness.
新的一年的开始呢
In the beginning of a new year,
可能我们有很多希望
Maybe we have many wishes.
我们希望有很好的一年是吧
Maybe we hope for a good year.
但是我们的根基建筑在什么的地方呢
But where is our foundation?
有些人把他的盼望放在他的事业
Somebody put their hope in their profession.In their career,
他的财富
maybe their wealth,
他的家庭
maybe their family,
他的儿子
maybe their sons and daughters,
这些呢都是为改变的
but all these things will change,
只有呢有一样不变的东西
but the only one thing will not change,
那就是耶稣基督
and that is Jesus Christ,
我们从来没想过有金融风暴是吧
we never think about the financial crisis.
我们又没有想过911那两栋大楼会塌下来。
We never thought about the falling of the Twin Towers at 9/11.
我们也没有想到今天那么大雪。
我们也 We have never thought about the big snow today.
所以呢，什么事情都会发生。
Anything can happen.
我们在人生的路上面。有很多改变的东西。
There are things ever changing in our path.
但是有一样不改变的。
But there's one thing will not change.
就是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
他是昨天、今天、直到永远都不改变的神。
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我们站在这个磐石上面。
And if we stand on this solid rock,
我们就很缓妥。
And we will be steady, we'll be safe.
其他东西都会改变。
Everything else will change.
好像流沙一样。
Like sinking sand.
所以呢，我们的根基要建筑在耶稣基督的上面。
So we should build our the foundation on Jesus Christ.
他用他的宝血与我们立约。
And he make a covenant with us with his blood.
所以他不会改变。
So he will not change.
好，那么我们现在来唱这首诗歌哈。
So let's sing this song one more time.
One, two, three.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest spring, but wholly lean on Jesus.
什么是我们真正的满足呢？
So what is our true satisfaction?
我们都心里面有很多的渴恶。
Maybe there are many wishes or desire in our heart.
但是我们好像找不到一个满足我们心灵的东西。
And it seems that we will not find anything that will satisfy us.
但是呢，耶稣说，你喝我的水了，就永远不再喝。
But Jesus said, if you drink this water that I gave you, you will never thirst again.
So, 我们现在来唱那个永远不喝。
So let's sing this song, Never Thirst Again.
请诗琴也为我们弹一次。
So may we ask a pianist also to play this once, and then we sing together. So let's sing together.
My Jesus is the living bread. My Jesus is the fountain and water. So drink this Jesus and shall never, never thirst again. One never thirst again. No, never thirst again. One never thirst again. No.
可以大声一点吗 ？No, never thirst again. 肯定一点，好不好
？When we sing to the word no, let's put some emphasis.
Okay, so let's try again. One, two, three.
My Jesus is the living bread. My Jesus is the fountain and so drink Jesus and shall never, never.
Okay, you sing it very sure. That's very good.
Okay, so 今天这次呢，我们请这边的人问，what never thirst again? 这边的人唱这句，然后这边的人讲 no never thirst again， 好不好？我们因为呢，我们小了一半的人，所以我们要用上倍的声音唱，要不然就没声了，好不好？那我们再来。
This time we will ask this side to ask a question. What?Will never do it again. And this side answer, no, never do it again.
Okay,
and so please sing with some emphasis because we are only half the people here. So we need double string.
Okay. Okay, so let's start. One, two, three.
My Jesus is the living bread. My Jesus is the fountain and so drink Jesus and shall.
为了公平的缘故，这边继续这边问。
Because of fairness, now you ask and you answer.
Okay, so very with a 用一个很肯定的声音，我们说 No, never thirst again.
Please sing with confidence that No, we will not thirst again.
Okay, 我们开始，一二三。
My Jesus is the living bread. My Jesus is the No, never thirst again. No, never thirst again.
们诗歌时间停在这里、交给 Mr. Cadus。
We will stop our hymn singing here, and the following time we will hand over to Mr. Cadus, who will share the word of God with us.
Well, thank you very much for your kind invitation to come to you today.
谢谢你们邀请我今天来到你们的当中。
And share a gospel message with you.
来分享一个福音的信息。
A gospel, of course, means good news.
这个福音就是好消息的意思。
So I don't have bad news, I have good news.
我没有坏消息，我只有好消息。
But we first like to read from the scriptures because I have my story based on a scripture portion. This is from John's Gospel, chapter 4.
我要和大家分享的信息是在约翰福音第四章。
Maybe you brought the Bible along and then we can read together.
可能你有圣经，那我们就可以一起来读一次。
So we're going to read from John's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 1 till verse 42.
我们会读这个约翰福音第四章，从第一节一直读到四十二节。
So we're going to read it without translation.
所以我们会用你熟悉的语言来读，就不会再做翻译。
So here we go. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. Although, in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. And when the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near a plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour, which is about lunchtime. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" Because his disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For the Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and the flocks and herds?" And Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. Whoever drinks of the water I will give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go and call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say that you have no husband. The fact is, you've had five husbands, and the man you have now is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you're a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will come and will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that the Messiah called the Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." And then Jesus declared, I who speak to you am he. Just when his disciples returned, they were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, what do you want? Or, why are you talking with her? Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ? They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know nothing about. Then his disciples said to each other, could someone have brought him food? My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work. Do you not say 4 months more, and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he the harvest, the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows and another one reaps, is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So, when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them. And he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. And they said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves. And we know that this man is the Savior of the world. May the Lord bless these verses to you. Now, it's quite an interesting history associated with this particular place.
这个刚才所读的经文是一个非常有趣的事情。
And at that time in Israel, there was a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom.
在当时以色列有一个
Israel was split up in two parts.
以色列分开成两个国家。
But in the middle of all that was one area, a province called Samaria.
在这个南国和北国中间有一个地方叫撒玛利亚。
And Samaria was sandwiched in a way between Judea and Galilee.
这个撒玛利亚就在这个犹大和加利利的中间。
It's like saying if you want to go from British Columbia to Saskatchewan, you have to go through Alberta.
所以就有点像，如果你想从这个卑诗省要到这个沙省，也必须要经过亚省。
If you don't like Alberta, you can go maybe through the U.S. to Saskatchewan.
如果你不喜欢亚省的话，你可能要到美国那边去。
You can go to the Northwest Territories and then go to Saskatchewan.
或是到我们最北的北边，然后要过去。
But the logical thing is, of course, to go through right through Alberta.
但是最直接的方法就是通过亚省到沙省去。
For us, there's no reason as Canadians to avoid Alberta.
我们作为加拿大人没有理由避开这个亚省。
But that wasn't the case when it came to the time of Israel.
但是在以色列在当时这个情况就不一样。
The Jewish people didn't really want to associate with Samaria.
犹太人一点都不想跟撒玛利亚人有任何的交往。
Although it was part of Israel, they really didn't want to be part of the Jewish people didn't want to be part of them.
虽然撒玛利亚也是这个以色列的其中一部分。 但是他们一点都不想跟这些撒玛利亚人有什么联系。
And in a few minutes, I'd like to explain to you why not.
几分钟以后我就会告诉大家这个为什么。
Now there is a tremendous history associated with this particular location.
这个里面有一个很大的一个历史的故事在里面。
The earliest recorded history is about 4,000 years ago from now.
最早记录这个以色列历史是距离现在有4000年那么久。
And about 2,000 years before Christ.
大概耶稣出生2000年前。
And it started right at the time of Abram.
那个时候就亚伯拉罕的时候。
When God had told Abram to leave his own country and go to the land he had promised to him.
当神呼召亚伯拉罕离开他的本家本族。
And he too came to this place called Sichar, to a place where this well area was.
他就来到这个地方叫叙加。
But and Abram made a sacrifice there to the Lord.
然后那个亚伯拉罕在那个地方献祭。
But if you study the life of Abram, he wandered around and so on and so on, and he didn't stick to that particular location.
但是如果你详细读圣经的时候，你发现亚伯拉罕没有长久的停留在叙加这个地方。
The next time we read in the scriptures about this particular location was as it is being called Jacob's well.
第二次我们在读到这个地方的时候呢，那个地方称为雅各的井。
And if you know anything about the Bible, you know Jacob also was in the Old Testament part and in the book of Genesis.
如果你知道这个雅各的故事，他也是在旧约的一个人物。
And Jacob had given this particular location to his son called Joseph.
然后这个雅各把这个地方给了他的其中一个儿子叫约瑟。
The story is too much to go into detail with, but you know what happened to Joseph.
大家大概也知道那个约瑟的故事。
Joseph was sold to some merchants and was taken to Egypt.
约瑟给卖到埃及去。
His brothers really did evil to him.
他们的兄弟对他非常的不好。
But the Lord meant it for good.
但是神的主意是好的。
And Joseph was made to second in charge in Egypt.
然后那个约瑟就变成埃及的首相。
And even though the brothers meant evil to the son, to the brother, in the long run, he became their savior.
虽然他们的兄弟们对他非常不好，但是最终他们成为那个家族的一个救主。
Because there was a famine in the country and they had to come to Egypt.
因为有这个饥荒的缘故，所以整个家族就迁移到埃及去。
And that was their salvation.
就让他们有得救的机会。
And it was Joseph himself who said, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good."
然后约瑟对他们的兄弟说，你们原来是对我不好的，但是神的主意原来是好的。
Now you tell me that has nothing to do with the story.
那你就告诉我这个事情跟我们今天的故事有没有关系呢？
Which in a sense is quite true, but I'd just like you to get the history of the place.
我只是想告诉大家有关这里的历史的原因。
See, before Joseph died, he made a request.
当那个约瑟临终以前，他有这样的要求。
He said, "I'm about to die, and I want to take you that you take my bones to Samaria, to that land."
他说我很快就要死了，但是我要你们答应把我的骨头带回这个撒玛利亚这个地方。
So, more than 400 years later.
所以。超过四百年以后
the bones of Joseph were taken by the Jewish people from Egypt back to the promised land.
所以在四百年以后，那个约瑟的骨头果然给他们的后裔带回，从埃及带回这个以色列的地方。
And we know that a man by the name of Joshua buried the bones of Joseph right in that area.
有一个人叫约书亚，他就把约瑟的骨头就撞在那个地方。
And Joshua made a promise, a commitment to the Lord at that particular spot.
然后约书亚就在那地方向神起了一个誓。
As Joshua was the leader of a nation, he made a pledge before God.
因为当时约书亚是以色列的领袖，他在神的面前做了这样的答应。
Like he said, "Me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
他说我和我的家会侍奉耶和华。
So there's a lot of history associated with that particular spot.
所以在刚才我们读的经文里面，这个地方有很多的历史的事情。
But as it happened a number of times, the Jewish people rebelled against God.
但是在以色列的历史里面，他们多次的背叛神。
They wandered away from His ways.
他们经常离开神的道。
Not only that, it says in the scripture that they were worshipping secretly other gods.
他们还暗地里面拜其他的神。
I don't know how you can secretly worship other gods.
我不知道你怎么样可以私底下来拜其他的神。
But maybe I can give an example.
但是我可以给大家
an example. Good. So, the example is this. Just imagine you've come from China.
的例子是这样，比如你从中国来的。
And you've come to this church.
你来到这个教会。
And you like this church.
你很喜欢这个教会。
You like the teaching.
你喜欢他们的教导。
And verbally you have said, yes, I want to follow Jesus.
所以口头上你说我要跟从耶稣。
But secretly in your home you kept some of the gods from China.
但是在你的家里可能你带了一些偶像。
You will never take it to this place.
你不会带来教会。
Nobody in this place will ever see your God secretly in a cupboard somewhere.
这个教会的人一点都不知道你家里面有一些其他的神。
Maybe you take this God out in special occasions.
可能你把它放在一个特殊的地方。
And you bow down for this God.
可能你向这些所谓神来叩拜。
But as long as nobody sees it in the church, you think it doesn't bother anybody.
所以你认为这个教会所有人都不知道，所以就没有问题了。
But you know who can see that?
但是你知道不知道有人知道
The living God.
就是那个永生神他是知道的
He sees everything.
他能看见所有的东西
You can hide a God, any God away in a box or underground, God still knows that you have it.
你就是把那些所谓的神收藏得很好我们这个永生神还是知道的
You can even hide some of the gods in your own heart
有的时候你可以把一些别的神藏在你自己的心中
And worship secretly
在暗地里面你来敬拜他
You don't have to come from China to do that
你不一定是要从中国来才可以做这些事
You can come from anywhere in the world
其实你来自世界各地都可以这样做
You may worship money
可能 你心中的神是金钱
you may say, oh no, you don't worship money, but many people do.
你可能说我不会拜这个金钱，但是事实很多人是拜这个金钱的。
What do you think the meaning in God we trust?
你认为这个美元上面有一句话，我们相信神，你是什么意思？
You cut that piece of paper in half.
你把那个钞票剪开两张。
You can trust a lot of God, a lot in God, but that the whole value of that piece of paper has gone. Of course, I'm talking about the U.S. dollar.
我现在说的是美钞。你把那个美钞剪开了，当然那个就不值钱了。
So you can have secret gods in your own heart.
所以在你心中你可以有一些隐藏的神。
And God doesn't accept it.
但是这个永生神是不能接受的。
Now, why do I bring this story out again? Like,
为什么我要提这些事情呢？
Because that's how Samaria developed.
原来呢，这些撒玛利亚人就是这样。
God, in all His love, took the Jewish people and dispersed them.
神把这些以色列人分散在各地。
Not to destroy them, but to teach them.
分散他们不是要毁灭他们，是要教训他们。
God did not want to destroy the Jewish race.
神没有想把这些以色列的民族灭掉。
Because he still wanted to redeemer to come out of this nation.
因为他希望有一个救世主从这个民族里面出来。
So there was a nation, an Assyrian nation, which I think is about Iraq today.
有一个民族就是这个亚述就是今天的伊拉克的地方
and these Assyrian people they took all the Jewish people from Samaria away
这些亚述国的人把这些撒玛利人搬走
some were left there they were allowed to stay but not many
有一部分他允许他们留下
and they brought in all their own people
然后他们从他们自己的国家带了一些人来。
I wanted to give an example from China, but I thought I better not get into trouble where they've done it, because I don't want to make political statements here.
我不想太政治化了。原来我想讲一个有关中国作为例子。
But it's a very effective way of reestablishing yourself in an area that did not belong to you before.
但是这个是一个很有效的方法，是把一些人。 搬迁，然后呢在那个地方重新建立。
So that's already things that happened 3,000 years ago.
这些事情已经三千年前已经发生了。
The interesting thing was that what it says in the book of Kings that God sent lions to that area and those lions killed people.
有一件很有趣的事情就是在这个列王记上有记载，就是神让一些狮子来到这个地方来攻击一些人，
and scared the people，
然后把那些人赶上了过地，
and they first didn't know what to do about it，
然后他们也不知道该怎么做。
So they talked to the king of Assyria again and said, "Hey, what do we have to do?"
然后他们就向亚述国的国王就问我们该怎么做。
They felt it was a message from the gods of that land.
他们觉得这个是当地的一个神的一个给他们一个信息。
So the king was very clever. He said, "Let's bring one priest who was in exile back to the country."
这个皇帝非常有智慧，他说，那好，我们从那个已经给搬走的赶上的地方带一个祭司回来。
And this priest will teach the people how to please the gods of that land.
然后呢，让这个祭司来教导这些人怎么样来取悦这个神。
So this priest was sent.
然后所以他们就把一个祭司带来。
We're not told by what name he has.
圣经没有记载他叫什么名字。
But he introduced or reintroduced the Pentateuch, which are the five books of Moses.
他们重新把摩西五经来带到那个地方。
But it isn't exactly as it used to be. It was changed somewhat.
这摩西五经给他们有一点已经改变了。
And they build their own temple because there used to be the temple in Jerusalem, but now they build a temple in Samaria.
因为在耶路撒冷有圣殿，所以他们在撒玛利亚地方也建立一个圣殿。
So that whole religion became a mixed up kind of a thing.
所以他们的宗教信仰就跟别的混了。
But it was acceptable to the people.
但是在当地的人来说是非常可以接受的。
But it wasn't acceptable to God.
但是在永生神来说是不能接受的。
And so we read that the Jewish people of the time of Jesus did not want to associate with the Samaritans.
所以我们知道为什么在耶稣的年代，这些犹太人不愿意跟撒玛利亚人有任何的交往。
Almost at any cost, they wanted to avoid traveling there.
他们会付任何的代价来离开这些撒玛利亚人。
And the reason was they felt superior to the Samaritans.
因为他们觉得他们比撒玛利亚人高贵。
When the woman at the well, a Samaritan woman, was asked for a drink, she was surprised.
当耶稣向这个撒玛利亚的妇人要水的时候，她是非常的惊讶。
She was surprised maybe for two reasons.
她惊讶可能有两个原因。
First of all, that she was a woman and Jesus showed interest in her.
第一个，她是一个女的，然后耶稣对她有兴趣。
You see, in the way of God, there is no difference between a male and a female.
在神的眼中，男和女是没有区别的。
If you are a female this morning, you're very lucky.
如果你今天早晨在这里是一个女的，你是非常的。
I'm happy to be a male, though.
但是我也喜欢我是男的。
But we are very fortunate because God loves you regardless.
但是我们感谢神，因为神爱我们男和女。
In that sense, there is no distinction between male and female when it comes to the love of God.
所以在神的爱中，男和女是没有区别的。
Because God loves a female as much as he does a male.
因为神爱女人，也同样爱男人。
He died for all of them.
因为他为所有人舍命。
And so also for this woman. That's one reason why she was maybe surprised.
这个其中一个原因，这个女人非常的惊讶。
The other reason maybe was because he asked her for a drink.
第二个原因就是这个耶稣向这个撒玛利亚人要水。
And it says here in the scriptures that he had nothing to draw water with.
因为圣经说他没有打水的工具。
So he was going to rely on whatever she was giving to him, out of whatever, a cup or out of a bucket or whatever.
所以这个耶稣就要依赖这个撒玛利亚的妇人给他打水。
Because Jewish people, according to ceremonial laws, were forbidden to touch any instrument that the Samaritans had touched.
但是在以色列的规矩里面，他们是不允许 跟就是撒玛利亚人有任何的交往的，因为他们看他们为不洁的。
I give you an illustration today.
如果拿今天的例子来说
，where it's still of practice.
Where
there's still the practice of not touching somebody else's utensils.
我们今天也有可能不会摸其他人的用具。
If you go to India.
如果你去印度
you have the Brahmins, the highest caste.
有一个最高级的叫 Brahmins.
And then there are the untouchables, the lowest caste.
他们不会跟最低的这些群众有任何的交往。
And those two castes have nothing in common.
他们两个不同的阶层的人是非常的不一样。
And if I would be an untouchable, very poor person,belonging to that caste.
如果我是一个非常贫穷的人
and William would be a Brahmin. He looks like a Brahmin, so he's a Brahmin and he's the highest caste. He would not use any utensil I had used.
如果我是另外一个贵族的人，我是一点都不会用他所用的道具。
He wouldn't even want to sit on my chair.
甚至不会跟他同桌。
There's an absolute separation between the two.
是完全的分开。
Because of superiority.
因为当中有一个很
Really, it's all in your mind.
是他们思想中是非常的大的鸿沟。
You know, we may say, well, I don't treat people like that.
你会心里面说我不会对人这样。
But sometimes secretly in our own hearts, we think we are more important than another person.
但是在我们尊敬我们的心里面。可能我们经常以为我们比别人 更加高贵。
Our distinction may be based on different things.
可能我们是用各种不同的东西来衡量。
You may say I have much more money than he has.
你可能说我有很多的钱，他没有。
So got nothing to do with him.
所以我不愿意跟他有交往。
It happens among Christians too.
甚至在这个基督徒当中也有这种情况。
I've heard it said of others, so you can't associate it with that person because he's out of our league.
我听有的人说他不是跟我们一块的，不要跟他一起。
That means that he or she is a multimillionaire and you don't have anything, so you don't have anything to do with each other.
因为他非常有钱，所以我们不能跟他有任何的交往。
While in Jesus' economy, it comes to nothing.
但是在耶稣的经济学上就没有任何。
Jesus is only interested in your heart.
耶稣只是对你的心有兴趣。
Yeah, and so he was interested in the heart of this lady.
耶稣对这个女人的心有兴趣。
It's quite interesting also to note that there is no name of the woman mentioned here.
有一点很奇怪的，这个女人的名字没有提。
Which makes it even more effective in a sense because.Everybody can associate it with this person.
这样的话，我们每一个人都能跟这个女人，可以看齐了。
You see, although we don't know her name, Jesus knew her name.
虽然我们不知道这个女人的名字，但是耶稣是知道的。
He knew much more about her than her name.
耶稣不光知道她的名字，还知道她的一切。
Well, we read that it was about lunchtime when Jesus was tired and he sat at the well.
我们刚才读过了，大概在中午的时候，耶稣很疲倦。
And then this woman came to draw water.
然后这个女人来这个井打水。
I think it is very unusual to come at midday to draw water.
在中午的时候去打水是非常不寻常的。
Usually water drawings was done early in the morning or later in the evening.
通常是在早晨或是在黄昏的时候来打水的。
Not in the heat of the day.
不是在中午太阳很热的时候来打水。
I remember one day when Maria and I were in Haiti.
我记得有一次我们在海地的地方。
And we stayed in a place which I really don't want to describe to you.
我们在一个地方。我不想太具体跟大家介绍。
The only thing to say that there were cockroaches about this big.
那个蟑螂这么大。
And the first night I tried to kill some. I was very brave.
第一个晚上我想杀死一部分。
But the more I killed, the more came for the funeral.
但是我杀了很多，但是还有很多来送礼。
So I gave up.
所以我就放弃了。
But we fortunately had a big window as part of our bedroom.
我们很幸运，有一个我们的房间有一个大窗户。
The unfortunate thing was that everybody came to draw water just outside our bedroom.
但是在我们这个睡房外面，人很多人来打水。
There were no curtains.
没有这个窗帘。
Everybody came to look in.
所以所有人来打水的都往里面看。
They said, these white people, these white people.
然后他们说这些白人，这些白人。
But the interesting thing was the water kept flowing out of this system.
但是这个水是不停的涌出。
It never stopped.
不会停的。
It's water enough.
所以有很多水。
We have friends in the south of Germany.
我们在有朋友住在东德的地方。
It's the Black Forest.
在德国的南部。
They have a farmhouse on a hill.
他们有在山上有一个农场。
It's a beautiful spot.
非常漂亮。
If I close my eyes and I think about this idyllic situation, I just want to go there.
当我闭上眼睛我就很想去，因为非常漂亮。
I spend many hours just meditating and it's so quiet and so peaceful, it's just wonderful.
我经常在想到这个地方呢，我就
If you want to know the address, I'll give it to you afterwards.
如果你想知道这个地方什么地方，一会儿我把那个地址给大家。
But what's also interesting, I've seen the place probably about 38 years ago.
这个地方
for the first time.
这个地方我第一次是38年前见过。
And just outside the front door is a huge water trough for animals.
在这个房间的外面有一个很大的水槽。
It's cut out of a huge chunk of rock.
从一块石头里面造成的，然后作为喂养这个动物的。
And there's this little pipe that comes and it brings in fresh water every time.
然后有一条很小的水管把那些干净的水带进来。
It never stops.
它永远
It just keeps flowing.
永春流不息。
Somewhere underneath, deep into the ground, is this well.
所以在这个地方的底下一定有一个水源。
And all the time this water comes up.
所以不停的有水供应。
I thought it's always a beautiful illustration of the well of the living water.
我经常想到这一段经文的时候，我就想到那个地方。
We'll never be in need again. It's sufficient.
我们就不会再有别的需要，因为有足够的供应。
Now, one of the reasons, and it's purely speculation,
还有一个我是想去猜测的。
Why the woman came at midday?
为什么这个女人是中午来打水呢？
You see, she was a bit of a woman of dubious character.
她是一个有一点特殊的情况。
Because when Jesus said to her, you've had five husbands, and the one you live with now is not your husband.
当耶稣说你曾经有五个丈夫，现在和你同住的也不是你真正的丈夫。
Now just imagine somebody comes to you today and tells you all your bad things in your life.
大家想一想，如果有人来告诉你一生所做的坏事。
Now in all fairness, it doesn't say that the five husbands she had divorced. It doesn't say that.
圣经里面没说这五个丈夫是跟她离了婚。
In those days, people died young, so it's possible she was married five times.
当时的人有的死的比较早，所以有可能是五个丈夫已经死去了。
I've had a great, great, great grandfather who was married four times.
我曾经有一个曾祖父，他曾经结婚四次。
He was a pastor, and his previous wives all died in childbirth.
他是一个牧师，但是呢，他的太太们都是在生孩子的时候死去的。
But here comes the crunch. He said, "The woman, the man you live with now, is not your husband."
然后耶稣说，现在和你同住的也不是你的丈夫。
That means she was living common law.
所以就是同居了。
And at the time of Jesus, that was totally unacceptable.
在耶稣的年代，同居是不能接受的。
When I grew up in Holland in the 50s,
我在荷兰长大，在50年代。
You never ever heard of people living together, a man and a woman, not being married.
你从来没有听说过一个男的和一个女的住在一块，不是夫妇的关系。
It was a dreadful thing to do that.
是不可能接受的。
And it's the same at the time of Jesus.
在耶稣的年代也是不能接受的。
Now things have changed today, as you know.
当然，现在的情况已经改变了。
Today, in the eyes of man, it's totally acceptable to do that.
在人的眼中，今天什么都可以接受。
In matter of fact, they said that the divorce rate had gone down.
有人说这个离婚的 情况已经降低了。
But the reason is because people don't bother getting married.
啊，因为很多人都没有去登记结婚。
And you see, for this woman to come at midday, she tried maybe to avoid associating with other women.
啊，所以这个女人中午来打水，她就可能不想跟其他的女人，让其他的女人知道。
But Jesus asked her for a favor.
然后耶稣向她要水。
Can you give me some water?
你能不能给我一些水？
Jesus may come to you today.
耶稣可能今天向你要水。
And he may ask you a favor.
可能向你有要求。
Now it's not that Jesus is in need of anything.
不是因为耶稣有需要。
But it shows that Jesus takes the initiative, wanting to talk to you.
只是耶稣对你有兴趣，想跟你说话。
Because Jesus knows everything about you.
因为耶稣对你的一切都了解。
Will you give me a drink? He said.
他说你能不能给我一些水？
Was this special water in the well?
是不是那个水很特殊呢？
Also, when Jesus said, "This well will give you, when I give you water, it will be living water."
而且特别，耶稣说我给的水是活水。
Some years ago, a sailor came back to Vancouver.
几年前有一个海员回来温哥华。
I met him many years before.
很多年前我见过他。
And when he first saw me, he said, "I'm so happy to see you again."
他看见我的时候说，我很高兴看见你。
I've got a surprise for you.
我有一些惊奇给你。
Well, I love surprises.
我很喜欢这个。
So he went quickly to his cabin to get his surprise for me.
然后他就到他的房间去拿那个礼物。
It was all wrapped up very nice in a box.
就有一份包装好的礼物。
And when I opened it.
当我打开的时候
there was a bottle of water in there.
里面有一瓶水。
And I said, "Thank you very much."
我说非常感谢你。
So in order to demonstrate I appreciated his gift, I opened the lid.
为了表示我多谢他，我就打开那个。
And I wanted to drink it and share it with him.
我想跟他一起来喝这瓶水。
No, he said, "Don't drink it, don't drink it."
他说不能喝，不能喝。
But I said it's water. It says water.
但是他那个瓶子说是水。
Yeah, he said, "But it is holy water."
但是这个是圣水。
I said, "What does it make it holy?"
我说什么让它变为圣水呢？
He said, "I bought it specially in Turkey."
因为我在这个土耳其的地方买的。
I said, "But we have water in Canada."
但是我说加拿大有很多水啊。
No, he said, "This is holy water."
但是他说这个不一样，这个是圣水。
What has it made it holy?
我说怎么样让它神圣一点呢？
Well, he said that's where Mary, the mother of Jesus, also drew from a well.
因为他说耶稣的母亲玛利亚也是从那个井。
I think they're very clever business people, if you ask.
我想他们很会做生意。
I don't know if Mary ever went to Turkey.
我不知道玛利亚有没有去过土耳其的地方。
But they said this is the well where Mary drank, and this is the water where she drank from. This is holy water.
因为玛利亚曾经在那个井打过水，饮过水。
These were Muslims selling to tourists.
所以这是。是一些穆斯林的人，像游客。
I took the bottle home.
我把那个瓶带回家。
I was planning to give it to a plant.
我打算拿它。
But I thought, no, the plant might die. I can't do that.
我怕浇在这个植物上，植物也会死。
Finally, I put it in the engine of my car.
后来我把它倒在我的车。
And I hoped it would run another 100,000 kilometers.
我希望那个可以。
But it didn't. Water is water.
水就是水，没有什么特殊。
So Jesus was talking about something else than just normal water.
所以耶稣在这里不是说一般的水，是讲的。
And just like he said in other parts of the scripture, "I am the living bread," and we've sung it.
好像圣经别的地方讲到，他说我是天上降下来的粮。
He was really meaning some deeper meaning about living water.
耶稣的意思当然是比那个水有更深的意义。
How can we really think about living water? What is it?
我们有没有想过什么叫活水呢？
Actually, it says in the scriptures a little bit further on, and also in the book of John.
在约翰福音后面又再有讲到这一方面。
That what he is talking about, the living water, is the Holy Spirit.
耶稣所讲的活水就是圣灵。
That God will give the Holy Spirit to those who believe in Him.
神会把这个圣灵赐给那些相信他的人。
And it says also in the scriptures, the water I indeed give him will become in him a spring of water.Welling up to eternal life.
他说我所给的水是要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
In the book of Revelation, it talks about springs of living water.
在圣经最后一卷书，启示录也讲到这个水。
In John 7, it talks about streams of living water.
在约翰福音第七章也讲到这个水。
In 2 Peter, it talks another illustration about people who don't have that.
在彼得后书也讲到，如果没有这个水的人会怎么样？
It talks about springs without water.
讲到那个井没有水是怎么样？
People whose lives have dried up.
那个人如果他的生命没有水，他就会干枯。
People who have a form of worship.
他们人可以有外表的敬拜
or I should say a form of religion
或是有外面的宗教
but it means nothing
但是其实一点用处没有
you can be very very religious as a person
你可以是宗教狂业
and not have a drop of living water in you
但是在你里面没有一滴的活水
you can come to this building every week and enjoy the fellowship
你可以来这个建筑物每个礼拜都来
but your spiritual life may be still barren and dry
但是你的灵还是可以枯干的
Jesus was talking to the woman about true worshippers.
耶稣在这里要跟他讲的是一个真正的敬拜神的人。
And so what is a true worshipper?
那什么叫真正敬拜神的人呢?
In verse 21 it says, The time is coming that you will not worship the Father on this mountain, which was where the temple from the Samaritans were, or in Jerusalem.
在圣经刚才所读的二十一节，耶稣说：“你们知道拜父拜神也不在耶路撒冷，也不在耶路撒冷。”
See, in those days, people associate your religious activity with the temple.
当时的人，他们的宗教信仰是跟这个圣殿有直接的关系。
And of course, the temple is a place of worship.
当然，这个圣殿就是敬拜神的地方。
You may as well go to a Buddhist temple.
你可以去一个佛教的庙。
You can worship some gods there.
那你们也可以去敬拜一些别的神。
But we're talking about buildings.
但是我们现在讲的是建筑物。
I don't recommend you will ever worship a building.
我建议大家不要对任何一个建筑物来敬拜。
Or even so-called gods that they have in those buildings.
甚至在这些建筑物里面的所谓神，你们也不要去敬拜。
My God does not fit in the building.
我的神不能住在这些建筑物里面。
No building is large enough to fit the living God.
实际上没有一个建筑物。可以足够我们的神来居住。
But you know where God wants to live?
但是你知道神要住在哪吗？
He wants to live in your heart.
他要住在你的心中。
He wants to use you as the temple.
他要住在你的心中，你的心成为他的殿。
So you can become the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以你的心可以成为圣灵的居所。
When you put your trust in Jesus Christ, He will come by the Holy Spirit living inside you.
当你相信耶稣基督的时候，他就会透过圣灵住在你的心中。
So the worship is not in a building, it's from within you.
所以敬拜不是一个建筑物，是在你的心中。
And then from within you will come rivers of living water.
因为从你的心中就会涌出那个活水。
Because your life is totally changed.
因为你的生命已经给改变了。
Now this is how Jesus defined what true worshippers are.
所以耶稣基督说，真正敬拜神的人是怎么样的人？
He said true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
他说真正拜神的人是用心灵和诚实来敬拜的。
And then he says, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
所以这种敬拜就是神所要的。
God is seeking today.
神今天还是在寻找。
The Father is seeking right now.
这个天父现在就在寻找。
And He knows that there are some hearts, even in this congregation, who don't belong to Him yet.
他知道就在我们的这个会众当中，就有一些人还没属于他的。
And He wants to come and live inside that heart.
但是他想进到你的心中，住在你的心中。
He wants to cleanse it from all sin.
他要赦免你一切的罪。
God wants to come and make clean house.
他要住在一个干净的房屋当中。
This would be the best start you could ever make in
2009.
Is to ask Jesus to come into your heart. And to trust what he has done for you. See, it was the will of the Father for the Son to die on the cross.
耶稣他的儿子死在十字架上是天父的旨意。
And the reason why he wanted Jesus to die so that you and I will be cleansed.
原因就是当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，你我的罪就可以得到赦免。
He wanted Jesus to die because he wanted him to take the punishment of your sin.
因为父神要耶稣
So when this Jesus was put on the cross, he was there for you and for me.
所以当耶稣被挂在十字架上,
he was there for that woman on the well.
也是为见你所讲的那个女人,
he was there for all the people who came to trust him after he spent 2 days in that village.
也是为当时那个厂里面的所有的人,
Because after these 2 days, there were people's testimony was, they said, we no longer believe of what the woman has said. Now we have heard ourselves, and we know that this man is the Savior of the world.
那个厂里的人说，过了两天，因为耶稣在他们当中住了两天，他说现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是因为我们亲自的听见。
Do you believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world?
你相信不相信耶稣就是主呢?
Now Jesus says you have to worship him in spirit and in truth.
耶稣说你要用心灵和常识来敬拜他。
So in your mind you can believe.
在你的脑袋当中你可以相信。
But it doesn't actually affect much unless it comes into your heart.
但是如果不进到你的心中, 不会有太大的改变。
You have to believe and accept the truth.
你要相信也接受这个,
and you have to give your whole life to him.
你要把你一个整个的人生交给他。
You cannot worship secretly other gods.
你不能暗地里面敬拜别的神。
He wants to be number one in your life.
他要在你的生命当中, 居首位。
There are no number twos and number threes.
没有第二、第三的。
He wants to be the exclusive savior of your life.
他要成为你独一的救主。
But you have to make that decision now.
但是你自己要做这个决定。
The woman believed.
这个女人相信了。
She said, I know you are the Messiah, the Savior.
她说我知道你就是那个弥赛亚，那个救世主。
The people of the village believed. They believed not because of the woman, but because they heard from Jesus themselves.
他们自己相信耶稣的话。
Now, you may have come to this place many times and you've heard many speakers.
可能你来了这个教会很多次，也听了很多人讲道。
But now it comes up to you yourself.
现在是你自己要做决定的时候。
You must believe because you want to trust Jesus.
你要相信耶稣，因为你想相信他。
And because you realize God the Father is seeking you.
因为你知道上帝在寻找你。
Will you say, yes, Father, I want to follow you?
你会不会向神说，我愿意跟随你？
I want to give my life to you.
我要把我的生命交给你。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus,
耶稣基督,
we thank you, you love us.
我们感谢主，你爱我们。
We thank you for being with us here today.
我们感谢你今天与我们同在。
And just like this woman at lunch hour, she was there at the well.
就好像这个妇人中午的时候来打水。
We are here during lunch hour.
我们现在也是中午的时候。
And we know you are the well of all salvation.
我们知道你是永生，那个水源。
That you are the living water.
你就是那个活水。
And that we can come to you to drink from you.
我们能来到你的面前来向你要水喝。
And we will be satisfied for all eternity.
然后我们就可以满足，我们就能有永生。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你，主耶稣。
So if you want to pray this prayer now in silence, you pray that.
如果你心里要感动，你想，跟随我以下的祷告。
You can say, yes, Lord Jesus, I love you.
你可以说耶稣我爱你。
I want to follow you.
我要跟随你。
I want to have my sins forgiven.
我要我的罪得到赦免。
And I want to be in heaven for all eternity.
我愿意在永生里面与你同在。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.